Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Hey, Mary.
It's Monday.
We're going to see each other. This is like, is this the first time this year? When's the last time we've even seen each other in person? It's been far too long.
Seriously, when was that?
You can't tell me. I don't know. I do not know. It's been quite
summer.
That's not okay. It will be March 1st.
Well, we didn't do our December trip. We should have done that.
It was a tough
one. I blame you
for being busy. I apologize. Okay. Winter is tough. Okay. It's like winter house. You know, I've got snow. It snowed in Pasadena. Erica was on to something this weekend. We had a big snowstorm.
It's like freezing here today.
It's raining here today. It's been chilly. I mean, literally, they were like, LA is getting a blizzard. No. I didn't see a blizzard, but like it was raining here. Then my friend who literally lives 2 miles from me, like 2 miles, that's 5,280 feet times two. And I cannot math it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hail.
Oh, yeah. No, it's actually, so they do this thing now where they'll be like, it's a category 4 storm. I'm like, what are the, like,
who's making these categories?
We're just so dramatic in California.
I mean, people, listen, like, it was like, I had to like go down the block for, to go pick something up. And I was like, oh, I better put on my beanie. I had a jacket. I put a vest over it. I had a rain jacket on top of it. I'm like, what? Like, you would think.
Drama.
I mean, you would think that this is why I have to live in California. I need mostly 72 and sunny always.
Always,
you know,
and you braved the storm to go out Friday night to the Crappies. How was it?
You guys, it was so fun. So Watcher Crappens had their annual award show, the Crappies. You can go over to their page. I believe that they're streaming it. Don't quote me on where, but I'm sure that their Instagram has more information on that. So I believe you can actually watch the live show of it. But it was super fun. Yeah. The rain, you know, I'd do anything for those boys.
Rain couldn't stop me.
And Ariana was there from Vanderpump Rules.
Ariana was there.
MJ.
MJ was there. Meredith from The Office.
Yeah, that was a fun surprise.
Yeah, I mean, there were.
I've always related to her a lot.
Should we break that down now? What?
Sometimes you relate to characters on TV.
Sometimes you're like
related to Meredith.
Casual Fridays where you're either showing vag or you're showing tit. Seems like an offense where you work.
Oh God.
No, but it was fun. Obviously, like the rain, I think like it held back some people from being able to come because the roads really were like flooded. Like again, LA, we don't know what to do when it rains, so it really
not
throws
equipped
people
for
off.
The system.
I mean, no joke. On a Friday night to get to like to downtown LA. It wasn't downtown, K-Town, wherever the hell it is. It should usually take me 35, 40 minutes to get there. It took me 19 because nobody was on the road. Like,
oh,
that's how,
funny.
Like, people were staying.
Yeah, they were scared to get out there.
But it was so fun. Like, Ryan Bailey, he did the red carpet, quote-unquote red carpet. Obviously, because it was rain, there couldn't be a red carpet. So he said, a lot of people were like, what's going on? Like, where's the red carpet? It's like, we have to adapt.
Improvise. Okay. Right.
Yes. So he killed it. And then he and I presented the best new show. Which went to Southern Hospitality.
No shocker there.
Wavy Baby.
I need to finish that still.
You absolutely do.
Maybe that will be my like.
You
plane.
Can download it for the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just finish it out. I think.
Although sometimes Michael and I, we watch the same show together. On
what
the plane.
Will you? Oh, like what?
Like sometimes, like they're random.
Like you watch the same thing on. The same
no,
screen,
like,
or do
watch
you press play
on,
at the same time?
No, we can like watch it on one iPad and both have AirPods in.
Oh, you do a share play?
We do, and then mm-hmm. yeah, like we'll you. Do like the Stanley Tucci Taste of Italy, you know?
Oh, look at you guys just honeymooning wherever it is you're going,
or like I am watching that zombie show,
The Last of Us.
Okay,
what do you think so far? How far did you get in?
I'm on episode. I think I'm just one episode behind. I think I fell asleep the last 20 minutes of episode 5.
Okay.
What do you think? And then they just I'm not all there. I get it.
It's a lot. I think it's a lot in one sitting, which is actually really how I felt about Game of Thrones. Like I could not when I tried to binge Game of Thrones. It's like it's too much. There's a lot that happens, and I feel like it's a little anxiety ridden. Right? Like you almost need a break after you watch it.
We've spread it out.
Okay.
We didn't watch them back to back.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're like a full hour.
Mm-hmm.
However, I did watch the Madoc murders,
I watched that too.
There's
more episodes coming, Mary.
Really?
Yeah. So they said that basically.
Oh, because the trial.
Well, no. Originally, the trial was only supposed to be 3 weeks. We're like into the fifth, sixth week now. And so I think they were
better be guilty. Your timeline's like not adding up.
Yeah, there's more evidence. And so there's more parts that are potentially coming to Netflix. I thought it was really interesting because I, you know, kind of knew the players, knew a little bit of the game. But this, like, I think it's called the Murdaugh Scandals on Netflix. Mm-hmm. This one actually interviews a lot of the people that were on the boat the night. So it's really.
Paul's ex-girlfriend.
It is full firsthand accounts. It's really wild.
And so much video footage because they were like on Snapchat and security cameras and
yeah.
And all the players are interviewed.
Yeah. So I'm not a true crime person, but my mom wanted to watch it. So I sat down and we binged all 3 episodes in a sitting.
Easy to do.
It was raining.
Yeah, it was great.
It might not even have been raining.
I think I did that Tuesday night.
Yeah. But yeah, I like that. I'm like, what else am I watching? I was like, I keep trying to think. I think on the plane, I'm going to try to watch Everything Everywhere All at Once, that movie.
What's that?
That's the movie that's getting like all the Oscar praise. It's winning all the awards.
Who's it with?
Michelle Yeoh, Jamie Lee Curtis.
I feel very out of touch with movies. I don't even watch them anymore.
You should try.
Give me 9 episodes of a season of something and I'm in.
But you didn't finish Southern Hospitality.
I didn't. Okay. I know. There's lots 8. I need to get to.
I think you're going to have an enjoyable time by the pool. And I feel that an iPad may be next to you for you to like listen. Or are you a book reader? Do you like to do book reads? Like what are you? What about that? No. So what do you do when you're by the pool?
Nothing.
You just lie there.
Talk. Talk with friends. Oh, God. Okay. I don't want to do that.
Just put eye on the next to me.
Perfect. Okay. We'll find you your people.
We'll talk. The best is like when you go on a vacation with just one other person and then, you know, you run out of things to talk about after a certain point.
I find, though, that the best friendships are if you can sit there in silence and it's not awkward, that's like a win. Absolutely. I like to have, like, I feel like I travel. I'm not the best, but I'm no Kristen Doty, who's, you know, the horrible person. Again, watching these old Vanderpump episodes, it's just, God, Kristen, you guys. I mean, the charisma of Kristen. I miss her psychotic nonsense. She's just a pure, like, that. She is a perfect reality TV personality. We'll get to Vanderpump too. But I like to, like, you know, if I'm like sharing a room with a friend or something and I'm like, okay, we're just going to sit here in silence. Do whatever you need to do over there. I'm going to, like, we can watch TV, we can put whatever, but I cannot talk to you for the next 2 hours.
So my favorite joke to do is like, yeah, like you go back to the room, you don't really talk, and then you like go to dinner and then you're sitting across from each other at dinner. You're like, so what's new?
Oh, Mary, you silly girl.
So what's new? What have you done the last 2 hours? We didn't talk.
Has anything happened since?
Did you think of anything new? Who else do you want to talk about? Who have we not talked about yet, basically?
Oh, my God. Who are you going to talk about when everybody's around?
Then you'll have to wait till you get home.
Well, hopefully some of them, you know, hopefully some of us leave so you'll have something to talk about. You're like, sorry, this reservation's only for two. You need to go.
Oh, God.
Okay, I want to make people have been asking about March Madness. Obviously, March 1st is Wednesday. What's happening? So we go
Michael's
with
birthday. March 1st.
March Madness. I'm just saying the March starts. Yeah. Okay, guys, everybody change your plans. It's Michael's birthday on Wednesday. make sure to wish him a happy birthday. He has no social media presence. So just send Mary a message. But we coincide with the actual men's March Madness NCAA tournament. So
we're very official.
Yeah. I mean, yes, exactly. So Selection Sunday will be March 12th. Okay. So next week, like towards like the mid end of next week, you guys will go ahead and vote for like to who makes it into the top 64. So usually what we do is we have you vote for like 20 guys, your top 20 hottest guys that you think. And then based on that, that's how the seeding happens. Okay. So you'll have a couple of days. You can vote as many times as you want. Like there's no, we do not, also, we just provide a platform for you.
Don't yell at Courtney because people, this is always what happens. We're like, you're doing it wrong. This is not how it was last year. No, it's the exact same thing every year, people. Just follow the process.
It's real. I try to spell it out as easy as possible because I want to make it as easy as possible for you. Okay. So you vote for 20. Okay. And then based on that, we'll rank them. We'll do a live. We'll go on Instagram Live and we'll reveal where the seedings are, who will be going against each other in the first round. And then that voting. And then we start that Thursday.
That is Daylight Savings Day.
Well, we will adjust accordingly.
And yeah, Michael said he would work on the presentation.
Oh, thank God for Michael. Tell him to do it on his birthday.
Well, we'll have 12 days.
Okay. So we will, it's coming, okay? So don't worry, March is coming, okay? We will have that for you. So just get ready. Start thinking, start doing some research. Look, we ask the men for photos. Not all of them provide it, and that's okay. We try to pick what we think are the most attractive photos. If you don't like the photo, go to Google. Right. Go to their Instagram. Do your full research before you vote. Because you'll have the bracket, you'll have the info, and you'll know who every single person is.
So I feel like going far this year, I feel like Andy Cohen could possibly win the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is Craig going to make the final four? He might.
Yes, I think so.
He might.
I think so. I could see. Now, here, it depends
John
on
Barlow.
How you are. Well, John Barlow is getting seated higher for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Listen, I honestly thought this could have been Kyle Cook's year. Look, but you know, guys, you know who I'm going for this year. Tom Sandoval, baby. Tom Sandoval.
I think Tom Schwartz is going to make it pretty far as well.
And I do want to make a reminder, and we believe me, we're going to do another pod. We'll break it down and everything. But we are, I think we did make a decision, and maybe we'll put it out for a vote, but I thought we made a decision that if you haven't been on a Bravo show within like 5 years, you're out. We cannot include you.
Let's keep this elite, people. Yeah. You know, this is a coveted award, a coveted position.
I mean, honor. You get a full year reign.
Right. No trophies involved.
No, but it's a lot of bragging rights if you want to. A lot of women lusting over these men, respectfully. Maybe some not so respectfully. But listen, it's a time to objectify how good the men are on our TV.
Yeah.
You know?
It shall be fun.
And I think Sandoval with that little stash and that ripped little bod is going to go far.
We'll find out. He did look very
I was hoping.
I never denied that I didn't think he was sexy. Did you ask Ariana? Did you talk to Ariana?
I did talk to Ariana and I
said. You didn't get to mention the band?
I did.
No.
Oh, and I said, Ariana, you might remember going out with Mary in San Francisco. She's like, oh, yes. And I said, she's getting married. I don't
think she really remembered. But
well, okay. You know what? I don't think so. But she's very good at being like, oh, my God, yes. How are you? Because people were she's very nice. But I said, look, I really need Tom Sandoval and the most extras to be Mary's wedding band. And she laughed. And I said, for the right price, let me know. And she laughed. And so I'm not sure if she thinks I'm serious or not, but I am 100% serious. And I think we should do an inquiry. I think we should just see if he's available. I think it could be something. I mean, he will Venmo the people in his band.
I know. I loved that. I thought that was very respectful.
Yeah. So listen, it could happen.
He honors their time.
He does. So, I mean, there's potential. I think I'll have to seed it a little bit more, just a little bit more.
Right.
But I think it could happen.
Okay.
It could happen. We'll get to VPR, but let's talk about the other stuff that happened. So the Rugrats 3 trailer came out. Thoughts?
Okay. So it looks like Leah has like a medical condition, like possibly like a panic or anxiety attack. Didn't that seem like what that was?
I'm going to be honest, you guys.
There was no poo involved.
Right. So the rumor was like that she like threw elephant poo at someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
This cast to me, minus like Candace and Whitney, are like, I think they've all kind of had bad seasons.
Okay.
Like Alexia and Marisol. Like,
I mean, I will say when
I'm ready for that,
called out Marisol, like, get off the fucking pills, lady. You're like frying your brain. I was like, ooh, ouch. Mm-hmm. Ouch. You're not coming back from that. But then it's like crazy. They were on Watch What Happens Live last week, like Thick as Thieves. I'm like,
time
heals all wounds, I guess.
Maybe Marisol's not friends with Brolexia, but is friends with Alexia, you know? Like maybe she's really kind of cut it off kind of thing. But it's just like the people that are on the cast, it's like Leah, people really couldn't stand her. Portia, she didn't really, you know, I mean, I love that they're calling her out for stealing Fallon's husband, but it's like Giselle's not coming off of a good season, especially she does not show up in the reunion. It's like all Heather Gay, I mean, nobody cares about the black eye anymore, Heather. So it's like all these people that aren't
that
necessarily
likable. If like the women can even talk about the black eye,
they do talk about it, and she claims on. They showed a clip from BravoCon, so like when this happened, and they were dropping it, that she basically said like, "I don't know." So it's like nobody like. Mm-hmm. I will say too, you guys, Ryan Bailey's really cracking me up. He brought an eye patch that was like Heather Gay's
costume for Halloween.
And it was great. And then I gave him some black eyeliner. So he gave himself a little bit of a black eye. Like he really committed to the bit.
Absolutely.
I loved it. So it almost feels like this might be this Rehugget might be kind of like a Lord of the Flies. Like we all know that we're bad and people don't like us. So we've got to take each other down so that we look better.
Well, I can understand that. Uh-huh. And also, I feel like we're really waiting for this whole like Brandy Caroline Banzo moment. You know, I feel like they're probably like, get this Thailand thing out. Get this Thailand thing out quickly. That will be like our time saver for editing. And then we've got the gold. But I mean, think about when we've gotten greedy. When we first got the Peacock of Rugged One, we were like, oh my God, this is so fun. Like they're breaking the fourth wall. Nothing happened.
Right.
And it was okay.
Boring. I liked it.
No, but we liked it.
Right.
At the time, we liked it. So, you know, let's just eat our gummies, giggle, and
Enjoy. I mean, I'm going to watch every episode, enjoy, of course, but I just find this, like, this group, when it was announced, it was a little skeptical to me. I was like, no.
I can understand. A B-list roster for you.
Yeah, like, I'll watch, you know, it's going to come out on Thursdays. I'll watch every single episode, and probably twice, because my memory will forget what happened the first time. But
speaking of Thursdays,
I'm very into Million Dollar Listing LA. Tracy and Fly got in a huge fight this week. Huge. Okay. They're in Vegas. I mean, Josh is crying in a bathtub. I'm obsessed with his new guy that's 23. He doesn't seem like he's 23. He looks 23, but he doesn't seem like he's 23. Heather and Josh Altman, trouble in paradise there too.
Really?
It's a great season. I think they did.
And that's on Peacock or it's on Bravo?
It's on Bravo.
Oh, okay.
I think.
No, I don't know. Sorry. I thought we were segueing on another Peacock show. That's why I was like, oh.
I don't even know how I watch these shows anymore.
I mean, we always say we just watch it, you know, if we can, we watch it the next
I think
day on
actually
Peacock, less commercials.
That also. And then, but I also think I have Bravo through Hulu.
You do. You absolutely do.
So I watch like on the Bravo app as well. Yeah. And then you don't get as many commercials too.
Mm.
It's fascinating.
Technology, am I right? What did you want to talk about on Miami?
Okay, what happened this week? Let's see.
So it's Adriana and Alexia and the Frankie stuff and the fact that she doubled down. Yeah, she had her music video release party where the girls didn't come. There's the caviar party. You know, they're kind of icing her out.
That song's a bop. That is, I love that song. That makes me want to get up and dance. The music video was terrible. She looked fantastic at her party. And, you know, do I feel bad for her that she has to go shopping for herself? No.
I also am like, I'm not going to feel bad when you're like, oh, God. And then when my son, like, in just a couple more years, I don't have alimony. I'm like, you're on a reality TV show where you get a paycheck. Like, I can't feel, I'm sorry that you feel so alone, but like,
she's good TV to me. And sure. I do genuinely feel like she spoke way out of turn and didn't even think of the impact of all of this. And I do believe she's genuinely sorry and realizes her impact was bigger than her intention.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, but okay,
so
but then
I'm not on her team, but I do feel like a little bit bad for her because she'll never recover from that comment.
But okay, there was never a LOL moment in this whole thing though, because Julia, like Marisol was like kind of going off, like, I can't believe you're saying this, blah, blah, blah. And Julia gets up with a bucket of ice as if she's going to like throw it at Marisol. And I'm like, what are we doing with this bucket of ice, Julia? Like, it just like came over that she was like, I should throw this ice. I was like, where are we going with this? Okay, I'm going to make a controversial statement. The cast is better without Marisol. I said it. She brings a negative energy when she comes in, and it's kind of like a Giselle Robin. Like, Robin is better when Giselle's not around. Like, it's this, like, buddy system where they kind of go against it. It's almost like
blind faith.
Well, it's like a Vicky Tamara. Like, it's like when these two people get together and you know that they're always going to back up each other regardless, it's like, you know, and Marisol to me is the one that I'm like, eh. Now, I want to go to a Gertie party. I want a neon sign of my name. Mm-hmm. I want that. I want to be her friend. I'm obsessed with her.
That's like so funny to me.
Why? What's wrong with her? I just think she's so fabulous. I love her home life. I love Russell. Talk about someone who hopefully is going far in March Madness. Okay. Like, I just feel like there's a lot of, we're not getting everything. Like, she's fabulous. I mean, she's in Vogue. She's a working woman.
Yeah, she doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Kiki? I love Kiki.
I'm obsessed with Kiki.
She's also in the music video, and she first said, I'm going to call my lawyers and sue you if you don't take me out of it, but then seemingly is in the video, so they must have worked it out.
I'm obsessed with Kiki. I would love to know more about her home life. I think she's a star. I love her fashion sense. And she doesn't give a fuck. She's like not thirsty to be involved. She's
funny
just her true self.
She's so funny. Like her screaming on the beach, just, you know, letting it out at the rage thing. Like, I just, Kiki,
she's really not.
You're a star. She's a star. Miami's so good. Larsa, she could go. She was harmless, but now
I've seen a lot of parallels between Larsa and Mia. And both of them, when they get backed into a corner of like someone's coming after them, they immediately, they immediately go, well, I heard you slept with someone. Like their go-to is always to like destroy someone's relationship, right? Like Mia's like, Wendy, you and Peter. And then like Lars is like, Nicole, I heard you fucked the whole ward of doctors. It's like, you know, like they're like, they go for this like low-hanging fruit that's just like, is there anything else? You have anything else that you've heard about?
Larsa does not share her story at all.
I just, you know.
I mean, will Michael Jordan's son be on the show if she's on next season?
He's her forever Valentine, so I hope so for her sake.
Did they write that on Instagram?
She did, yeah. My forever Valentine.
I just cannot get past they were at the
same
game.
That is your ex's old best friend's son.
I literally, this is like all I can think about is like, literally those Bulls games. And like
one time she probably changed his diaper.
No, I don't think.
Why not?
Imagine them all on the sideline together and she's babysitting.
Yeah, exactly. They probably wiped his ass.
I don't think change the diaper.
I wipe my own ass. I don't know. It's just, it's wild to me. I mean,
well, how did you feel about the Lisa sit down with
Okay, Leah can come back as a sporadic friend of, because her just lining up her skincare on that table, like, let's just, like, have drinks around my skincare collection. But I thought she gave sound advice to Lisa.
But she did as well. I'm pretty sure she also lives in LA.
I believe she's bicoastal.
She's really, for real.
But a real bicoastal, not like Mia or me. She does, because she's friends with Jeff Lewis. And I feel like
she's always on Jeff Lewis. That's true.
Yeah. So I think she has both. But
like neighbors.
She could come back in just a sporadic friend of, because I felt like she was excited for the camera. She's like, oh, we don't have celery or carrots for Lisa. Oh, look, Lisa goes straight to the mirror. It's like, all right, Leah, you don't have to insult her. She's going through enough.
Right.
I wish I could eat just carrots and celery. I need the ranch and the barbecue and buffalo wings to go with it.
Nothing better than carrots and ranch.
Oh,
like a garlicky. Actually, they don't even put garlic in ranch.
Just a Hidden Valley ranch.
Ew, that's the most disgusting ranch in the world.
Okay. Guys, if you have not seen the Melissa McCarthy SNL sketch, that is, there's a Hidden Valley ranch party in my mouth. It is by far the funniest sketch, and it's a taste test. And so they're doing different taste tests of Hidden Valley Ranch flavors. And like they say, the one to come up with the best slogan will get $50. So her character is like, there's a Hidden Valley Ranch party in my mouth.
But that's the worst ranch in the world. That's disgusting.
Regardless of the sketch is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Be your own ranch, people. It's so easy.
Okay. Or you could be like me. I get the low-cal, low-light Hidden Valley Ranch, and I love it.
No, you just do a little bit of mayonnaise, a little bit of sour cream, lemon, some ranch seasoning, fresh dill.
Hey, Guy Fieri, cut it.
Chefs. It's so easy.
All right, Padma.
It's delicious.
All right.
You want to make it lower fat, use Greek yogurt.
You know what? Or just for $3.99, you could go to the grocery store and already buy it in the bottle.
Tastes like chemicals.
Oh, now we're concerned about the chemicals.
It tastes like chemicals. But like, that's what I'm saying. The taste of it.
It doesn't to me.
It's the preservatives.
I love it.
Don't eat Thomas's English muffins, you guys.
What the hell? What are you ruining food for us?
Preservatives.
Oh my God.
Low calorie, but they'll last forever. They don't get moldy.
Mary, I have a lot to tell you about other things.
Like what?
It's everywhere, okay? Let me live my life.
Don't eat the Thomas's English.
Okay, and you know what? When you're in Hawaii, don't lay out and get in the sun.
I won't. I'll protect this face.
Oh, okay. No, your entire bod.
I can't guarantee.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
I'll wear sunblock every day, though.
Just let some of us live, okay? If I want a freaking English muffin and I want to put some margarine on it, I'm gonna.
Margarine? Why are you eating margarine?
Because there's preservatives in that too, okay? Let me have my preservative.
Kerrygold. Only Kerrygold butter.
You're putting a lot of restraints on me right now.
I just want you to eat the best.
If you're gonna eat well. And you get the $50 for the slogan. Let's talk a little VPR. Okay, Sheena is throwing down some shit. I feel like it was so strategic of her to get Tom on her podcast hungover, because you're very vulnerable when you're hungover.
Didn't you hear too that James was talking about when him and Raquel broke up, and like he went to Brock and Sheena to talk to them? Brock was like, why don't you come on the podcast and talk about it, James? I don't know what that accent was, but that's what he deserves. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she just wants the views. And then, you know, Katie released some texts.
Smart. That was smart.
But also, I'm like, when did Tom Schwartz become your best friend? I would love for somebody to give us a montage of all the times that Sheena has called someone on this cast her best friend.
That would be amazing.
Because it would be every single person who's ever appeared on camera.
Sheena has no problem doing the dirty work. And somebody has to. And she is happy to do it,
because she wants the check. Look, Katie released some texts. This past week. And it was with Sheena, where basically she's like, what the fuck, Sheena? You know, I might have said it's okay, but it's not okay. Like, and Sheena's basically saying, like, look, I didn't even know if I was going to have a spot on this show. Like, she's basically saying, I had to, like, create some drama in order to, like, have a paycheck, in so many words. So it's just, like, all interesting. And I just can't imagine.
Where is she living, too?
Well, okay, so MJ at the Crappies was like, yeah, so Gigi and Sheena had their kids' birthday parties on the same day. She's like, and I had to schlep to the Inland Empire for Sheena's birthday. So I assume Sheena is at home at Azusa. She probably had the party at her mom's house, like in Azusa.
Okay.
I think Sheena might have a place in Marina Del Rey. Maybe a place in San Diego, and definitely Palm Springs, because Lala is also saying that she's bought a place next to Sheena in Palm Springs, which is so rich, the story. Like, Lala is the biggest hypocrite I've ever met, because, like, I mean, if you recall, like, last season, Brock was the worst, and he's horrible, and now she's like, oh, he's like a great father figure for Ocean.
Now we're neighbors in Palm Springs.
Besties.
I mean, like, I guess they probably just, like, stay out in Palm Springs as much as they can. Like, they're, you know.
Yeah.
Weather permitting.
Yeah. But you know, it's just like, I find this whole show, it's like, okay, it's crazy because, again, this VPR is such an enigma to me, wrapped in a riddle with no cash, except for Tom Sandoval. But like, even then, I'm like, how are we paying all these bills? Right. Also, I want to mention Joe. Tom Schwartz's quote unquote roommate, Joe. Let's see her room, because I think they're living in the same room.
Don't know. You do.
I mean, based on zero evidence, it's just interesting. Got it.
I mean, Sheena made the good point. Like, would you really be hooking up with someone if they like lived like that?
Yes.
Really?
He's a reality star. You're telling me that, and we're in LA. You're telling me people aren't trying to star fuck their way. And like, it's probably a decent.
She doesn't
price.
Want to be on camera.
How do you know?
It is kind of weird that he moved in with her, though.
How do you know? I mean, she moved in with him, right? He's paying $12K for that apartment. Or no, $12K was their mortgage. He's paying $6K maybe, or $5K for that apartment. Why does he have so many bedrooms? What does he need three bedrooms for?
You bring up an interesting point, Courtney.
I'm just saying.
But then also, we're literally fighting about a hypothetical hookup, but it's like they've already hooked up. You can tell.
I think so too, Mary. They for sure have totally already hooked up.
Right. Like, I mean, this is all hypothetical. Like, I'll have a dirty martini. Lala, you can tell me you slept with James while I was with him. And you guys are getting mad at me for hypothetically hooking up with Tom. Also, why are you talking about it with his ex-wife? It's fucking weird.
But I love it because Raquel, I'm loving Raquel because she's in her hot girl messy era. And she's like in her 20s, right? She's been with James since she graduated college, okay? It doesn't sound like when she was in college, she had like her messy college phase, we'll call it.
like when you went out at night, and if you didn't make out with someone, you thought it was a bad night.
Some of us did college differently.
That was normal, like, right?
Like,
that was
normal. 100p. Not penises, just 100%. Sorry about that.
We went to San Diego State. It was different.
Yeah, definitely different. You went to Sonoma State as well. What was the vibe there? Like, was it similar to San Diego State?
Well, I went to Sonoma State for teaching school, and I had already graduated college. Then I commuted, but I don't think it was the same vibe.
Okay.
The people didn't like me there. They didn't. I didn't. I only had one friend and she dropped out.
She dropped out. You made her drop out because she hated you so much.
No, I was only there for I did it so fast. 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just said, get her out of here. We don't like the vibes. Like,
let's get this ship sailed. I could be a teacher.
But okay, so she's like just in her messy phase. She's like, look, I'm going to make out with Peter. I'm going to make out with Tom Schwartz. I'm going to make out with Oliver. Like, I am just going to put my tongue wherever it is safe to do so. I'm not sure if those were safe choices, to be honest.
That was not safe.
No. But I also do think it's funny. You're right. It's like these people are this cast. What's so crazy is like they're all wrapped up in each other, right? So it's like Tom and Katie are divorced, but they still both need the paycheck. And they're like, we're just going to do this like really well. And it's like, obviously something's going to happen because you know what? Tom lied to you your entire relationship. What makes you think that now he's going to pick you over his best friend, Sheena? Or like, you know, she's driving us apart. Like the divorce, I think, did that.
Right. It's also like really annoying that we can't talk about Kristen, Stassi, and Jax and Brittany.
Okay. Tell me, what do you mean? Because you think that they're involved here?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, were they?
Like, you want their opinion.
Sheena Roof.
Oh, when Lala was
about Rand.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm curious. I'm not that curious.
But people, so I thought last week people were not watching VPR.
Everybody's watching VPR.
Right. You asked a question. It was like, what's your favorite show right now? I think it was New Jersey Summer House VPR. VPR won.
Yeah, I told you. People are watching VPR.
James Kennedy is a star. I mean, we have him crying on camera.
I don't want to be any part of my life. Like, he is a disaster. And, like, clearly he's using Allie to get back at Raquel. And he's a mess. But does drugs. And alcohol. Yeah, all the whole thing. But does he give a confessional?
Amazing.
Sheena Pumpkin Pie?
He's narrating the story. The pumpkin pie analogy? Brilliant. Chef's
kit. Never had heard of that. And I was like, I thought he was calling her a jack-o'-lantern. No. Then he explained it. And I was like, oh, that makes more sense.
Okay. Brilliant one. Oh, yeah. You put that whipped cream on top to hide the inside. It's molded.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't like the way he treats Raquel. And I love that.
Like the way he treats women.
Well, that too. Like watching the beginning of him and Allie like making coffee with their chocolate syrup and their whipped cream. And I'm like, you are children living in an adult apartment. It's like big.
When he ate the lettuce out of her mouth.
Even she was disgusted. I think she's disgusted by him, but is with him for the show. She's going the Raquel route when she's like, we changed lives. Like, you used him to get on the show. Now I'm doing that.
I was kind of shocked to hear that he paid for everything for Raquel. Well, he seems like someone that would really use that against you. Like, you better earn your keep then. I pay for everything. You're scrubbing the toilets.
He is a mini Jax Taylor, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm not kidding. It's wild. Like, again, like I said, old episodes are on in the background. I'm like, there are so many parallels. Like, you guys, I texted you about this. I like rewatched the Jax proposal, and it is I'm engaged. Just him like being like, give me a tray. And he like tries to propose with the thing, but doesn't even use the tray and takes it right off the tray. So she doesn't even see the ring. And he's proposing next to these porta potties because they don't have any indoor bathrooms. And it's like the whole thing. I'm like, Jax and James are so similar.
Proposing is a weird concept.
Mm. I've never had it happen to me, but tell me more.
No, it's just like such a weird thing.
Hmm. Now that you've gone through it.
It's like, I knew this was going to happen. I was like, just do it. Can you just do it? I'm like, getting all nervous. Because you know.
Okay.
You might not know.
Let's just, I don't know because I'm not, it hasn't happened.
I think you would know. Okay. You would know.
I feel like I would like wake up and be like, I think I'm engaged. I'm not sure how it happened, but there is a ring on my finger. I'm just going to wake up and it's going to be like, oh yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night. You're engaged.
And it's not going to happen.
Huh?
When will that happen?
Great question, Mary. Ask, believe, receive. Maybe after March Madness, one of these men will just say, hey, this was a really fun competition. Would you like to get engaged? I'll be like, Mary, I know what you're feeling now with the proposal. I got the same vibes. Let's just end this VPR and then we'll get into Potomac and Summer House. But Tom Schwartz is the villain. He is the villain.
You think?
Oh, Yes. What do you mean? He's the villain. I don't care how much Sheena pushes Raquel on Tom. He has to open his mouth and stick the tongue out.
Okay. Okay.
Fair. But the other, but the second villain, the side villain, the B plot villain is Greg.
Who is Greg, you ask, Mary? I see the look on your face. Greg is the LVP of Schwartz and Sandys.
Greg is the LVP of Schwartz. Who's Greg?
He's the part owner with Tom and Tom in Schwartz and Sandys and sat down with Lisa. I like Greg. They don't know what they're doing. You like him?
Yeah. Yeah, he's down to business.
Wow.
He's a smart guy. Stick with him.
No, he's mean to them. He's mean to them.
He's smart.
Mm.
He's the boss them around.
He's a villain.
He's got to get the job done. They're the creatives.
They really are the creatives. Anything else? Tom Sandoval is hot. I agree. Thank you for agreeing with me. Let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Investing can feel super intimidating, and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major, and investing seemed really challenging. Like, I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Okay. And we're back. This is R-H-O-P season 7.
You thought there was only 2 reunion parts of this reunion, but we not only was this episode also fabulous like last episode, but we get a third part, and it's 90 minutes because we're getting a 30-minute breakdown of Robin being a liar.
So I didn't get so much joy out of this episode, but okay. I will say Candace is a queen.
Candace and Wendy, I just think they are by far the smartest people on this cast. Well, like just their accolades,
honestly,
how much
Giselle, like, just sitting there, and she's like, God, I cannot.
Made me feel uncomfortable.
Like, and then she's just like gaslighting, and it's not working. And she, no, I did not say it was inappropriate. I said uncomfortable.
We're still waiting for you to tell us what he did to you.
I know.
What did he do to you? And it's like, instead of her just like, the thing is, like, the story is you both felt it was a weird situation, so you both left. And don't pretend. And I just love when Candace is, I think the problem for Candace is like, Candace is like, I think you guys are my friends and you sat on this for 6 months and you waited for cameras to roll to basically try to shame me and my husband and create this storyline when you could have told me 6 months before, like at my album release party. And Giselle's like, well, the cameras weren't there and I wasn't working.
And then the best part also is like Robin saying, everything we do, everything we do should happen on camera. Like, so rich coming from Robin, you know?
And I love the editors because they're like 2 weeks later. So Candace is a little upset with you, Robin. She's like, I don't understand why my life has any effect on hers. And it's like, because you guys perpetuated this storyline. I don't understand. Like, I just, you know what? Juan Dixon. And I hope Juan Dixon doesn't even make the top 64 this year, okay? What are we doing here? I'm so glad.
I know.
Juan Dixon is not here right now.
I will also, I forgot to say this last week. I think Andy Cohen's in a really good mood in this reunion. And his mood can alter reunions and 100%. Obviously his biases. You know what I mean? Like he's
he
like,
came to play this reunion.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you know, Happy Eddie was a reach. You know. And then
so, I loved what Wendy said about that, by the way. Wendy made such a good point. And I think it's honestly, it spans across a lot of these housewives when she's like, these women don't know what to do when a man shows them respect and is a decent person.
Yeah.
Like, and instead then, of them thinking like Eddie's just a really great guy, they're like, he's got an ulterior motive.
I know. And then she's like, so basically the men are unable to communicate in this group for fear of it being misconstrued. Like, that's fucked up. I also think it's so funny. They're like, so Ashley, let's talk about that cookie monster, your friend Deborah. Were you surprised to see what actually happened, the footage? She's like, well, you know, that I'm not one to call my friend a liar. She's not one to why. And like the editing, I'm like, you're dumb for saying that.
Like, I mean,
you know,
Giselle tried to do that too. And she's like, it's not my fault if the producers don't decide to show my story. And Andy's like, she's like, hold on. Yeah. But we already know Giselle, by the way, is coming back next season because they're talking about Jason Cameron, which is like, this is why I'm also like, Jason Cameron is here for the story. That's I don't okay, trust him though. Anymore.
That's fine. He lives in New York. I mean,
I know, but when she was like,
in the same state.
When she was like, he said, you know, if you're like, next season, if you're still with him, will you introduce us to him? I thought that was interesting. So she's basically coming back next season.
I mean, I would take a lot for them to. I don't think they'll get rid of any person. I want Mia to stay.
I could see. I want them to promote Jacqueline. And you know what? Yeah. Put Robin as a friend of. That's what she deserves.
She should, I think, get some punishment.
Yeah.
And let's punish her.
Yeah. Listen to the podcast.
Also, well, they've got 80 episodes, 4 million downloads, which I just think is interesting because I think Tamara and Teddy's podcast, I think it's 1 million downloads a month.
Well, I don't know that Robin and Giselle, again, I don't listen to it, but I don't know that they're as consistent as two teas in a pod, mm-hmm. which, and I think Teddy and Tamara are more of a recap show, whereas Robin and Giselle are more
reasonably shady.
Well, I just don't think they're recapping all the shows. I think they're talking about their lives and like things that are going on, not necessarily the housewives. Maybe they talk. Someone tell me if I'm wrong because
they're getting sued by Slim Shady.
Right. I thought it was like, I just, the whole thing, I don't know. I just really enjoyed this episode. I thought.
I do love Robin's outfit. I think it's stunning, that neckline on her. It
brings out her eyes. I mean, this color is really beautiful, except for freaking Ashley, who just didn't wear the royal blue. Ashley looks so uncomfortable. I'm like, are the beads sticking into her boobs? Like the way she's sitting, like I'm like, I think she's just so uncomfortable.
I think Karen's so uncomfortable. She won't even talk. She's still not talking.
What is going on? And I told you, I was like, what's happening in the boobie area? I'm not shaming her. It's just something's happening over there. And I've noticed in a lot of the confession. I can't stop. I guess I'm a boobie.
You were like, she's got pancake boobs. I'm like, she just got those babies done. But I remember Ray was concerned about the daughter having to get them done too.
I don't know what happened though. Maybe she can't breathe. Maybe they're taped down real low. I don't know. I'm not trying to boob shame. I just don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
That's all. And then I thought it was funny, too, that they're like, hey, Karen, the one question they did ask, I actually, and we'll talk about the colorism thing, too, but I thought she was really, really well, like she said, like made a really good point about the plantation and everything. But the one question I did love was when Andy was like, hey, Karen, so it's funny how you say we always start to do these things and the common denominator seems to be you. And she's like, well, I did announce that, you know, I was going to do the candles after the fragrance came out. So sorry, Wendy, didn't want to steal your thunder.
I'll let that one slide.
Yeah,
I will. Because that makes sense. The fragrance, yeah. You'd have a candle. I mean, Luke has candles. Everyone has candles. Going down south, candles not that unique.
No. Okay. But then he's like, the Countess and Friends. And like the reason she's like, actually, I was influenced from Carol Burnett. And I'm like, get out of here.
They were like, wasn't it Wendy Williams before? Like,
But then the shade when they talked about how she has her La Dom's, and when Giselle's like, and did they stand up and support? She's like, they did on social media. And then when Andy says, okay, if Robin had her own La Dom's, what would they be called? Boring.
Well, that was the only five words she said.
I screen recorded that and sent that to you. Like, I could not stop laughing at the boring because Robin had nothing to say. It was like, that was like don't even retort that because it was too good. It was too good. I'm going to be controversial and I'm nervous.
I know exactly what you're going to say because I thought the same thing. You're not buying this surgery story. Like, it's I think she got the surgery. I think it could have been 8.5 hours. No, doctors don't fall off and stop texting you. That's not what happens.
It's not that. I'm actually, this is like crazy. I have to get a hysterectomy. Like, that is an insane surgery and it's very nerve wracking. And I don't not believe, but no, I
don't deny that she did. She had this surgery. I know that.
Yeah. But I'm like, okay. But from this story, I found out, I'm like, did I even know Giselle had a sister? She's never talked about siblings, has she? I didn't know she had a sister. Have we ever met the sister? I'd like to know this more about the sister. To me, it felt like when Andy was like, look, she's like, we'll talk about this later. He's like, no, we're going to talk about this now. And I was like, it felt just like, I'm like, God, Giselle, so many women go through this surgery and a lot of them experience these kind of, like, she is traumatic. And to me, I'm like, God, you could have done so much of sharing this part of your life and making people feel like less alone. And I understand it's a scary thing and maybe some things you don't want to share until like after the fact. I understand because, you know, it is what it's. But she's also such a hypocrite when she's like, well, I don't care if people don't tell their stories. It just I felt tough to sympathize with her or empathize with her because I was like, you're just a mean person. And
I was feeling like there was holes in the story.
No, I don't doubt anything that happened for that, but it just felt like when I was like, I don't know, Giselle's just been so mean this season that I'm like, man, and I'm sorry. And that was a crazy surgery. And if I were her kids, I'm sure I'd be like, they'd be very worried and the whole thing and like having to sleep over and all of that. It's like traumatic. I get it. But I'm like, it's also, I just feel like, God, you could have done so much more about telling your story.
I was surprised she let the girls meet Jason.
That was shocking. Interesting too.
Yeah.
Was it filmed?
No.
Okay.
Because she's shady. She is so reasonably shady.
Or unreasonably. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. Then we go into the Mia stuff. And I felt horrible for Wendy here because Wendy's like, I was assaulted. And like, they're all, and basically Giselle's saying like, I don't care. Because I don't like her. And I'm like, this is why it's hard for me to sympathize with you, Giselle.
It's like, we're talking about the Monique versus Mia situation. And you're just on the wrong side of history, honey.
Like, well, you're just saying, like, it's like, you can, like, Candace said it, like, perfectly. It's like, right is wrong is wrong. Like, just because you don't like someone doesn't mean that you can't, like, and that's why, you know, it's so funny. Because when Wendy calls her dumbass Mia, she's like, even dumbass Mia sitting over there. And Giselle goes, well, that's not nice. I'm like, I'm sorry. Last episode, you were literally just saying to Mia how you thought that she embezzled money from her company, but her calling her a dumbass is where you draw the line.
I know.
Like, it's just,
and
like,
then for Mia to just throw out, well, the real story is that Wendy fucked Peter. She gave him the cookie in bar one. I saw the cameras. They met before the season even started.
I'm like, that story is so ridiculous. What? And also, I'm like, so you have Pandora's box that's coming out next episode with Jacqueline, but you don't have a photo from the camera?
it just that I feel like how did we not even like that was like skimmed over.
I know. And that's like
a huge allegation.
And here's Wendy being like, this was like fucked up. She's like basically in tears. And these women outside of like, I feel it's pretty much a Candace and probably Karen are just, they can't even put aside their hate to be like, because Giselle hated Monique so much that when that happened, she was like, this is a way to get Monique off the show easily. Right. When Wendy was the one who was taking it in, like it was Mia going after her. She's like, I hate Wendy. How do I get Wendy off the show? When she, that's why they're like, oh, you were the aggressor. You were the one going after her, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I'm like, well, why would you go to her room and why are you showing her your vagina? And I love Wendy's line when she was like, everyone was showing vaginas. It was tequila. But it's like Wendy's going there because, again, you guys are trying to ice her out. And so she's like, if I can like be chill with Mia and we can be in a place to coexist, then I'll go to her room and I'll talk to her one on one when there's nobody else around to try to just like make move peace forward as the situation. Group. Like right. it's so annoying to me that these women are like keep trying. And I'm like, I want Wendy there and I want Wendy holding that. What do they hold? A cherry blossom, a champagne glass, champagne,
champagne.
A champagne glass.
I want her holding Eddie.
I want
her holding Eddie.
Here's what I want. I want Eddie. I want Wendy on his shoulders. I want Candace on Chris's shoulders. And they're clinking champagne. And the other ones are hanging by the cherry blossoms in the background. Okay. And we've got some chicken fighting. You know, we've got the men holding the women. And they're killing it. Okay.
I love that Andy was like, so let me get this straight. Chris made you feel a certain way. Then when Wendy was feeling a certain way about the drink throwing thrown on her, that wasn't okay.
I don't like her. I don't like her. It's like, that's unacceptable. Like you know, you and Robin, dizziest bitches in this couch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had a very intense conversation about colorism. And I thought this was like super interesting how they even introduced it. Like
so Candace tweeted that she was, I think, the only one who wanted a moderator and like didn't really want to lead this conversation. Okay. I thought that was interesting.
And I thought that she was basically like, I'm stepping back. We could have gotten a moderator that the women chose not to. And then she reads Merriam-Webster dictionary, which
I love when she does it because it just makes me think of Jen Aiden, right?
Yeah, like there's so many. I feel like there's so many times where we've looked up definitions like white trash.
Yeah.
It's white trash.
Yeah, it's like, but I thought, I mean, I just like loved what she said. I think what bothered me and why I think maybe a moderator would have been good in this situation is it's like, okay, clearly it's like Giselle and Robin are kind of being accused of being colorist towards like Candace and Wendy, right? And they didn't want, it's like, they don't want to be accused of that. So they're kind of playing, like Giselle playing this dumb where she's like, I don't understand how this is related. It's like, she's literally telling you how it's related. Like based on her skin color, doesn't matter what she does, you're treating her differently than you would treat Robin, who has been aggressive towards other people too, right? But it's Candace that's the one because her skin is darker. And it was really, really, I agree with you. It was like really interesting to watch and like, I felt like I was like learning, listening to Candace talk and the way that went. Like what I liked about that conversation.
They were not like sympathizing with her.
But what I liked about the conversation though, was that they were able to like put what was going on in the season to have like try to have a constructive conversation. Like nobody was raising their voices. Like they were all still listening, but like, it just felt like,
but they weren't like, I don't think they were empathizing at all. And I think that was really sad.
Oh, I agree. And I love what Karen said where she was like, I think like, why don't we put some like, you know, personalization to it? And like, this is why. It's like, thank you, Karen. Like, I loved what you said. I thought it was like what Candace and Wendy were saying. Yeah. Do I think that it kind of went over the heads of everybody else? And then I felt like Mia started to get, cause she was like, you know, I'm raising a beautiful like black daughter and this whole thing that I'm like, all you want to do is just like, listen to what they're saying, take it in. It's not even that they're, I don't even think she was trying to be like super accusatory. Just like what Karen said is realize your bias. You know, this, you might have a subconscious bias where you don't even know that you're doing it, but just like maybe now that we've talked about it, you can think about what's going on in the next season or the next time something happens.
Right.
Did like a good conversation.
Did like Ashley get in trouble on Twitter?
I think like throughout the season,
I'd imagine.
Like Sunday? After
this conversation, yeah.
I'm not sure. I wasn't on Twitter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I just thought it, I just thought that it was like they were, Candace is just, she's really just impressive.
She's smart. She's very smart. She has the best fashion sense on the show.
I mean, imagine like, again, we're candy canes.
I'm totally a candy cane.
Totally a candy cane.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, so then we come back and then Jacqueline's coming onto the scene and it must piss Mia off how happy everybody is when Jacqueline sits down. They're like, you look so pretty, Jacqueline. Hey. And Mia's like, she's like taking pictures on her phone, like adjusting her boobs. Like, okay, get ready. Get ready.
And Andy's like so funny. He's like, now, he's like being the therapist here. He's like, so do you like try to put Jacqueline beneath you because as a child you were taken in from her family and you felt beneath her because she was like in the bloodline?
She's like, no.
I'm like, oh.
And then Jacqueline's like, you are unhinged. Like, my sister was my nanny and you needed support and I gave her to you. Like, you know, I know. All like
her family's enraged
on,
you about know, what's like, happening.
Your business is in shambles. I have the details. Let's get started, honey.
It was wild.
I'm here for it. But I also was like, Mia is one of those people where she's like, okay, she had the show. She's bringing a friend. She's like, you could be a friend of me. You're my Completely. Friend. You're not going to have anything. And then we're like, oh, shit, all these people
it's,
like her.
It's this kind of like good. The Jen Shaw with Angie.
Yeah. And then like, it's like,
you, I was here first. You're going to stay down. I'm going to push you down.
Remember who brought you here and exactly. where you stand. Right. But then when she was like, I'm like, her sending that group text to everyone, like her house isn't for, like she's on unemployment, all this stuff. I'm like, why have enemies when you've got friends like
I know, like Mia.
Oh my gosh. No, I'm excited because the husbands are coming next episode. And I can't wait for the Chris versus Giselle.
Like, is Eddie just going to go out and people are going to be like, well, your wife slept with Peter? I mean, that's so mean.
I think that it's so laughable because it's like, really, Mia? Like, I think he's just going to be happy.
Say that. Like, that's so bad.
When she's like, you are fucking for lobster. I mean, it's like, I am. And then like, when someone says that, and then they agree with you, you're like, what do I say to that? Like,
what did she got sick off the lobster, right? Isn't she allergic to shellfish? What happened? Didn't she get sick?
I don't recall.
What was it for? Okay. Karen's the dirty bird. She can't eat chicken.
Yeah.
What did Mia eat and she got sick?
I don't.
With shellfish, I feel like. Okay.
I don't remember.
When did she get Frankel?
When did she get sick? I don't even recall. This season?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. But I'm excited for next week. I think it's been good. Like, these are the kind of reunions. And remember, like, last year we had, like, Nicki Minaj? Yes. No stars. No guest stars. I love it. Andy came to play. He did He's a really good job. Yep. All right. Shall we take a quick break and come back with Summer House?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Okay, and we're back. Kyle is walking out of the restaurant. He just goes up to the bar. I'll take a dirty martini. He says, I don't want to do this. I'm like, I love how Amanda's here for her. Like, he's like, don't, she's just like, shake it off, baby. Shake it off. Smile. Like, they're like silly together. I love it.
Okay, so these first three episodes have taken place over 2 weekends. So, right, so that we're still on weekend.
We're only like July 9th.
Yeah, so we're only on weekend two. The fact that this house is revolving around Carl and Lindsay, like, it's too much.
Yeah.
The whole thing is too much. Now,
but I'm actually going to blame Danielle, because really, Kyle was just venting to Mia and she overheard, and she's just too Maya. Good of a friend.
Maya.
What did I just say?
Mia. We just were talking about Mia.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's part, but no, I think Danielle's kind of like, you're saying this shit about your friend on national TV. I think that's what it is. It's like, that is such bullshit, especially from where he's come to, like where he's come from to where he is. And you're going to do that kind of shit on national TV. Like, he's literally finally dating somebody.
I'm a Kyle apologist.
I think him saying that was wrong. I don't think he's in the wrong with some of these situations. I mean, we see even for like when Danielle calls Lindsay and Carl, and he's like, that company would be nothing without me. And it's like, no, that's not
just
true.
You.
Right. It's like, you know, you obviously help the face of the brand. And, you know, when you go to these meet and greets, that's very happy. But like, cast could do it.
I know. Do you think that like Lindsay, I feel like Lindsay went around with him and was doing a few things with Kyle and Amanda. I remember them in like South Carolina.
Yeah.
When they started like first dating. Mm-hmm. And then do you think Lindsay's like, I'm doing all this shit for free. I want like a little piece of the pie if I'm like going around promoting this.
I don't even think it's that. I think she is saying, but I think it's part of it. I mean, she also could, maybe she was doing free PR for them and like setting it up and be like, this is the best way to get, because, you know, she had Hub House PR. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, to blame Lindsay is annoying, because it's like Carl and Kyle should be talking, communicating. And I think, again, Lindsay just wants the best for her boyfriend. She doesn't want him to be getting taken advantage of because of what he used to be to where he is now. But it's like, the crux of it all is like, clearly there's a rift between Kyle and Carl. And do I think it's Carl's fault? I do think it is.
Ow.
Well, I think it's bad communication on his part when he said it takes him 3 weeks to write up an email. Like, have a chat with Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle doesn't, I think in the end, Kyle doesn't want to fire him, even though at the end of the episode that's changed. But like,
maybe
I think
also Carl doesn't know how to manage his new relationship. I think that happens to people.
With Lindsay?
Just like when people get into a new relationship, they don't know how to like manage the other things in their life.
Oh, I was like, wait, what? Like, okay, I see what you
like,
mean.
Like, he's like used to just like, you know, working during the day and like not, I don't think Lindsay works during the day, but
she sits on the couch.
Not having to entertain someone or,
sure.
Or well, come
you're
home
learning
to someone.
You're
or
learning how to live with a plus one in your life when you're at this age too, when you're like in a selfish kind of way of being by yourself and then being like, okay, shoot, no, I need to think about this person. I need to check in. I need to make sure that they know I'm thinking about them. I mean, they live together, so I guess it's like different, but I think, yeah, you're totally right. Like that becomes a kind of not a job in a sense, but like it does become part of like where you spend your brain power, because you're like, I need to develop and like engage in this relationship to move it forward if I want it.
Right.
Yeah, maybe. But it's just, to me, it's like, we got to stop talking about this. I think it is crazy that Danielle FaceTime them to tell them that, I think I probably would have waited till after the fact.
But I also think I don't want to like bother you on your trip or anything, but basically Kyle said you don't show up to meetings, that you do drugs.
Yeah.
You're asking for a raise. Lindsay's like, what the fuck? And Carl's like, they're going to be so fucked without me. And Danielle's like, I would not work for them. I'm like, Danielle, I feel like Danielle was like still she drunk did. From the night before. I was like, Danielle, you said too much and you actually didn't even say the correct information.
Producers probably also encouraged her. But I could also see her being like, no, fuck that. Kyle's going to do that on camera. I'm going to do it on camera. She probably texted them and was like, pick up my FaceTime and look camera ready.
I know. But also, okay. I love Danielle. Danielle with the Instagram of Anna Coachella that is Gabby's boyfriend at my the God. Time. She's inseparable with this guy for 3 months. Who the fuck is this guy? Reddit?
Or is take the blur off his photo. Okay, Instagram is a public. If your account is public, it should be allowed to be shared. Let's dox the shit out of him. Okay, I want to know who this. I loved it because when they showed the picture last week, I was like, oh, who is that? And then they unblur her face and I cackled. I was like, this is amazing that they literally are connecting the dots. I don't know, guys. I love Gabby. I know she's a crazy person.
Oh, obsessed.
Love her so much. She's my favorite newbie.
I feel like I am Gabby.
What? So, tell me more.
Like best friends with her sisters.
Yes, you guys are inseparable and codependent.
And the parents as well.
Yeah.
I basically an unhealthy relationship with your family.
You do like astrology. You have your crystals.
I better put them in my hands.
Yeah, put them in your hand.
Them and I didn't get to rub them last night. Okay.
Oh my God.
So basically Gabby and Aria are twins. And I love her.
You do wear pants with little holes on the side that looks like it needs to be zipped up a little bit more.
What?
You do that too. Her pants. Did you notice her pants that night? Like they were literally, it was like a half whale tail in the back because it just looked like it. She hadn't zipped up the side.
I don't wear those.
That's a joke.
Oh.
Nailed it. But I loved her because she's like, I had all the passwords to his social media. So I went media and I made a post and it said, and I quote, I am a liar and a cheater. I don't deserve the girl who I claim to be my girlfriend for the past 4 years. Gabby Prescott is one of the best people I've ever met, and I have wasted her time and take advantage of her love and her trust. I'm sorry for this, but it is a pattern of behavior. That is some queen shit. Like, that is something that you're like, I wish I could do that. Like, I wish I had the balls to do that, and she did it. And she's put it on every social platform.
On the LinkedIn. On the LinkedIn. In. Oh, and then Paige is like, just, you know, a classic New York City connection. That's what I do love about. I do feel like these cities like New York, Orange County, San Francisco is like this. Like there is a social scene that people run into the same people. And it's
My little sis in the sorority.
Yeah.
Was because we were both dating the same guy.
Boots. Tell the story. Have we ever told this story?
I don't. I was like kind of dating this guy. And then granted, it was probably my fault because I was like, I don't know that we need to be exclusive. Like we're just dating, whatever. And then the next night he had somebody else that was, and she went through recruitment. One of our friends said, shoot, Courtney, you're really going to like her. And so I did like her. And then she joined our sorority and then she became my little sis. And then neither of us dated him again.
And we called her Boots.
And we called her Boots because she was wearing boots the night that we discovered who she was. It was a great nickname. She knows
the night that she hooked up with the guy.
Yeah. It's, you know, college was different for us and Raquel.
Then they're like, Kyle, stick some fries down your pants for a snack later.
And they all are putting fries in their purse. Again, you guys, I'm obsessed with Sierra. I don't know what to do about it. She's so like, what is this outfit? She's literally wearing half a cut off white collared shirt with this like blue silk skirt. And I'm like, this is not an outfit, but wow.
I do love seeing all their fashion. And Sierra, I loved her hair up at
the tea party.
That was a great look for her.
They love those Selkie dresses. She had one and Amanda had one. So then they go back to, you know, they go back to the house, which is like, why aren't we having house parties? They don't love this for us. But, you know, they're Kyle and Chris. I'm like, there's not enough men in this house. There's not enough men in this house. Because
but I love like Kyle like will talk with anyone, hang out with anyone. He can
He's a chameleon.
He could get a drink with anyone like by himself alone. Or just a bag of Tostitos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was waiting for a new song from him.
You do drunk talk to yourself though, you know? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Him like ripping open those Tostitos with his muscles. I thought they were gonna burst.
Were you turned on by the pecs?
Pretty into Kyle. The mullet's gotta go though.
I don't know. I think you might like it.
No, I don't. No.
Okay. No. So then, you know, Sam is talking about, she talked about last episode, how her boxing instructor was going to be in the Hamptons. She's going to invite him over. She's looking for her prince. She has to kiss a lot of frogs. This guy
was a dud.
Don't
come to the summer house if you're not going to have the Hamptons water, okay?
Carl.
Yeah, don't come.
No, I just felt like he just was like, what am I doing here? I mean, at the end of the episode, when she goes and lays out and the guy is still waiting by the front door for his Uber, she's like, I'm done with him.
Well, honestly, okay, I don't even think they like touched that night. I'm like, you didn't drink. You can get home.
Yeah, like go home. He probably put a pillow in between them.
I was so embarrassed for them and just so uncomfortable. You know, you didn't drink. You could have gotten home. You know, yeah. You took an Uber home, like. That you
just go home.
He showed up chewing gum. That's not okay.
Yeah, not it better not be Bubblicious either. If he's probably a Winter Fresh guy. Orbit.
Oh, you know, he's definitely the popped.
Oh God, the chiclets one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I hate those.
Is it Denty knife?
Yes. Yes. I'm like, no, I want a stick of gum. I don't want those freaking chiclets.
I like Trident.
Yes. Peppermint. Trident spicy cinnamon.
Okay.
The red
pack. I love gum.
I do too. Okay. You know, if I'm feeling fun and free and breezy, maybe a Fruit Stripes.
Ooh.
You can put the tattoos on your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fun.
I love a gum. I'm going to buy a pack at the airport.
I usually have Polar Ice in my backpack.
Okay, nice.
I mean, my backpack, my purse.
Yeah, I like that. I have a backpack.
I do too. But
I'm like, wait, I have a backpack. I like an Orbitz.
Sure.
I feel like that's.
To be honest, I'm cheap and I like, we'll do the three for $3, like whatever's on sale between like an Orbitz, a Trident, or like a Winter Fresh.
Now, do you like because it makes your mouth feel good? You like chewing on something? Like, because I also like a cinnamon Altoid.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I like to have it after lunch.
Okay, a little dessert.
After lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking to a lot of people throughout the day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Don't want my breath to be bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are we still mad at him for chewing gum? We just need to know what kind it was.
No, it was like he was chewing it like a cat.
Like a cud.
Yeah, like a...
Like at least like, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know, hide it in the back of your mouth.
Yeah.
I had a roommate in college would sleep with gum in her mouth and put it at the top of her roof. So she'd always be minty fresh. It was kind of a good idea.
Who?
You know her.
Okay.
That's all. I'll tell you. I mean, her name's Maggie.
Oh, I was saying K is in the letter. Okay. Yeah. Great. How'd that work out for her? It feels like I would choke on it.
I mean, I was the one that went to the dentist all of college, you know?
Yeah, you fell asleep with the white strip, which is why your teeth glow in the dark.
And I also got 4 crowns in 1 year, you know? So
live your best. Live your best. No fruit stripe for you, though.
No.
Okay, back to, so let's talk the tea party. The tea party?
Let's talk the fashion.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so... Paige was wearing kind of like an interesting dress, almost like rhinestoned, like,
was it pink?
I think it was white. I just thought the rhinestones dangling were like, almost like they felt like they were like safety pinned in, but they weren't safety pinned in. Okay. That was a no for me. Sierra, a yes. Loved the high hair. Just showed off that beautiful face. Then we had
Amanda with a similar dress to hers. They were both wearing the Selkie brand.
Oh, what is this?
Selkie brand.
Yeah.
It's kind of like these puffy baby doll dresses.
Okay. Then Samantha was in like a fascinator as well. Paige had a fascinator as well. Gabby was in like this black and white dress. Maya in lime green. That was a big hit for me. Danielle was like in a yellow flower blazer.
Yeah.
And apparently the tea had alcohol in it.
Well, that's the only way to do high tea.
Right. And then I thought it was, they were kind of coming at Sam. They were
they were coming at her. She's like, Sam definitely did anal. I'm like, wait, but Paige put butt plugs. She had butt plugs. And I think it's Paige.
I feel like Paige did
best sex of her life.
Do you think she did it with Perry? I feel like she did it with Perry.
I don't know.
I didn't
think about who the partner was.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was Andrea, because remember he had that incident with a girl.
That's literally a joke because a
girl shat on him.
Okay.
Just a joke. I didn't really think about who she did butt plugs with.
I think it was Perry. I was shocked Maya doesn't want kids, and I think she's actually going to change her mind. But not with Oliver. I don't like Oliver.
Yeah, we know. Okay, don't here's trust the thing.
Him. He's very good looking.
I thought I liked Maya's blonde hair until she had that confessional with her hair in that half up, half down, and it was all dark one color. And I was like, oh, man, she looks really, really pretty in that one. I think I like this hair with the blonde when it's curled.
Okay.
And when it's not like fully done, I think like the transition from the dark to light doesn't do it for me. And sorry, that's just a hairdresser thing.
Okay.
Fair. My hair right now looks like shit, you guys. It's in a top knot and I got Moroccan oil all in it because I've just given myself an oil treatment.
Oh, I love that for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's like, quiet. I can't. Yeah,
aloha, you know. Baby.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm not, you know, I'm just saying, I think that's all.
Yeah, that's fair. Then we got into a very interesting conversation about Amanda's fertility. So basically she says, so my hope was when I went off birth control, I would lose weight. That doesn't happen, guys. That's not a real thing. Just so people know.
Yes, that is, though.
No, it's not.
Not for you, maybe. Why not? A lot of people I know have taken birth control and have lost weight.
No.
Okay. So, oh, sorry, Dr. Mahoney.
No, it doesn't happen. Okay. That's an old wives' tale.
Okay.
God,
all those freaking liars in my life.
She hasn't had a period since November. And then I thought, I would like Sierra being the nurse was like, you need to go to the doctor. I was like, oh God, not from the nurse. And then Paige is like, well, what's the worst case scenario? And I'm like, wait, you guys, why are we feeling this fire? Like, let's be positive. And, you know,
well, I thought Sierra was just saying like, go to the doctor because you're not going because you're scared of what they're going to tell you, but you should know now than not know later. So like, just go and do it and get it done so that you understand either what you're up against or like your body could be normal. Like you're coming off birth control and you've been on it for 15 years and it's really tough to get off of it and then get pregnant right away. So maybe that's just what's going on. So just, you know, go find some answers for the questions you have as opposed to not. Easier said than done. I think we all do that with doctors where we're like, I'm not going to. Yeah. But I mean, easier said than done. Like none of us, if we all think something's wrong, we're like, I don't know. Yeah. Let me give it one more year and see what happens.
Who was the doctor?
Is it gross? Do I have great insurance? Of course I do, but just, I don't want to use it.
Haven't been since March 2020. I got my eyes checked.
Well, that's good.
That's good. That's good.
But okay.
Nothing else on my body.
So while the girls are doing this, Chris and Kyle are out and they're, it's like, I need more men. Like, I don't like Oliver's there. He brings a friend, Rob. We got the boxer guy. I don't really care about any of them. Chris.
I think they kind of did like an interesting thing this season where it's not like it's like a revolving door cast,
which I actually think back next weekend
is like, is actually smart. Like Danielle's not going to come live in the house every weekend. Even if this is like what it would truly be like, because people have other plans throughout the summer. So I kind of like this model of visitors.
I guess it's just like we've had all these cast members from like Winter House or these other shows or like the Toms, like whatever it is. And I'm like, we have men that you can throw in there for a weekend where I'm like, it doesn't need to be Craig, doesn't need to be Austin, but they can come for a weekend, you know, and we have an episode with them. Like, so when it's like we're bringing in these like random people just to like fill the house with testosterone, it's not that exciting for me, you know, because I'm not going to get to know them within a weekend and I don't care to.
It also bothers me like how much Sierra was like scorned by Austin. Like she's still talking about it.
It's like she's so much lighter this season though without him that I'm like, I want to see,
but she still
you.
Brings it up.
Well, because they're talking about like when Gabby's like, you know, I used to be like you, and she's like, oh yeah, like I've got stories. Like, oh my God, there was no relationship even.
I know.
I want her to live her best. But okay, do you feel that there's a connection with Chris and Danielle? Like, I feel like there's a flirty connection there, even though he's trying to flirt with Sierra, who's basically like, no, you're coming off really strong right now, and I'm not into it. But like, if you're going to die, I'll save your life, but not like, don't try to like sandlot me here.
Or is it that they just like buddied up rather quickly, just as like a friend's, because he like knows that she's dating someone, so they
maybe
were like easier to make a connection, because
I don't know, I felt it strongly from her end.
I feel like they have a connection, but I don't think they flirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
maybe I'm just reading into it, because like Danielle and Robert are no longer together. So I'm like, maybe this is her route.
Need more Eddies in your life, you know?
I need more what?
Eddies.
Happy Eddies? Like, oh, decent, respectable men?
Yeah.
Do I not have any? I think I have. Wait, what?
No, because I think you're like reading into the Danielle.
I think I'm reading into situation. It because she's like single now. Yes. And I'm like, maybe is like, they have a connection. Maybe there's could be something, you know? I did love when like, obviously Danielle's talking to Chris too, right? And I'm like, Chris, do not get yourself involved in this. Like, Danielle, Carl just like wants to party. So I don't think like the best time to like talk, like, this is why you're not going to get cast next season, buddy. This is the perfect time to talk about it when everybody's drinking. This is what a television show makes. Like, also, Danielle knows Kyle for how many years? Like, don't tell her like how to talk to him, because she knows him.
Yeah.
You know,
Kyle, once again, just walking out.
Sierra being like, he wins the most dramatic, he's always walking off, really made me laugh. And then like the flashbacks,
the montages. I mean, remember when he like went and like sat on that zebra like at the neighbor's house?
Like, they're like, that you're moment? On you're like, you're on our front porch. And he's like, sorry about that. It wasn't even a zebra, it was like a carousel horse. Walter the zebra is the guy that is the one in the house, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like so funny. But then I'm like, Paige, you're starting to meddle a little bit. I don't love this. Like,
I think it was true.
It just felt, I don't know.
I think she's like, you do not need to get involved with this.
I agree
like,
with that.
Not work for this company. You know, you're so loyal to a fault. Like, you ride or die for them, and they don't do that for you. And if the same thing was happening at this table, Lindsay and Carl wouldn't sit.
I think they would. I agree that she was like, you shouldn't meddle, and like, you should just be like, Kyle, you need to like, just don't do this shit on camera, is I think what Danielle really wants to say to him. Like, figure it out, but don't do it on camera and embarrass your friend, because you're, I think she's going to say, Kyle, like, you're going to regret it.
Kyle says at the end, like, you know, I don't want any unnecessary anxiety. Like, there was a lot of things said. And Danielle I think they had a great conversation. Like, Danielle's like, maybe this is something I need to work on, not meddling. And Kyle like apologizes. And he's like, but really, I'm like struggling, and I could essentially fire Carl. And like, you don't even know what happens the Monday through Friday, and like what I've done for Carl. And he thinks he's the face of Loverboy, and he's like the number one salesperson, and he doesn't do shit. He shows up for events. That's what's the truth, people. And he was making six figures and getting commissions on sales. And I honestly think Carl abused the job. And I'm even like sober.
What do you mean? Oh, just like taking advantage of like what his role was?
Yeah.
Maybe. But I think like that's the whole thing too, is like, I wish they would just talk. Like, again, I don't wish they would talk, because obviously communication is what would make these shows fail. Right. Yeah, we completely. Need the drama. But like, it makes me sad to see this friendship, because it's like, truly, like, Carl, that like, you are replaceable. I mean, any person realistically in a business, even though like, you see CEOs be pushed out all the time, like, people are replaceable. Companies can last without people. Like,
everything.
Don't play your cards too much, because you should be talking to Kyle. You should be saying like, hey, maybe I shouldn't be VP of sales. Maybe I should be VP of events or something. And I'm the one who's going to all these things. And maybe there's appearance fees, or it's like, it costs me X amount of time. Like, at least something that I can't stand is when there's a problem and people don't offer solutions with the problem. I feel like Carl is not one of those people. And I think Kyle is one of those people. So Kyle's like, here's the problem, Carl. The solution is he gets fired. Carl's like, here's the problem. You're not paying me enough to be the face of the company. Here's my solution. I have an email I'll get to you in 3 weeks.
It's also interesting. So if you get fired, you can't collect unemployment?
No, you can't.
Oh.
If you quit, you can't. Well, it depends.
Right.
It depends on how you were fired. Like, if you were like let go because like Yeah, I think it just depends on how. And I think every state is different. Don't ask me. I'm not the employment office, but there are rules. But I'm like, next week? I'm like, but here we go. Like, again, the rift is next week because we play Stir the Pot. Is that what they're calling it?
Something like that.
And they say, who don't you trust the most? And this is like when Marisol says she didn't trust Dr. Nicole. And Danielle says, Amanda, I want to go home with my dogs and go home. And Kyle's
it's
like,
so good.
It's like, guys.
My wife, I love them,
is the nicest person ever. And it's like, what do you guys, like, what do you want somebody to say to that? Whoever creates these questions clearly wants to fuck some shit up.
Do you think the producers write them? They must.
I mean, maybe, or people are just like, right. And it's like,
let's
the whole
get
thing.
Messy.
But it's like, okay, Lindsay and Carl are back. Andrea is back next weekend. It's like, I'm sad to watch these. Like, I like this episode, but usually I don't feel like I have to be on my phone when I watch Summer House. And I was on my phone. And I took phone calls in between the episode, like while it was like, because I was like, yeah, I'll get back into it. And usually I'm like, Summer House is on.
It's okay. Not every week can be a winner.
Have any of them been winners? It's making me sad.
Oh, I'm obsessed with Kyle Cook. So,
well, okay. So you overlook everything else.
I pretty much.
Okay. All right. Fair.
I'm like, as long as I get my cookie, I'll give you my cookie.
All right, Peter. All right. Well, Mary.
Okay. See you in.
I'm going to see you in a couple of days. I'm so excited, guys. We will be back.
So excited.
We'll be back next week. We'll have more March Madness for you.
I'm just going to like be putting up stories of Courtney floating in the pool with a Mai Tai and a pina colada and a lava float.
I just have a lot of drinks. Very exciting. Yeah. I'm just looking forward to having some. It's going to be nice to have some time off. We haven't had like a proper vacation in a while. Very excited. Well, you just had one in the fall last week, but you know, outside
that
of
wasn't
the city.
A vacation.
Yeah.
I was busy.
She was busy.
I was.
No, right.
Every day.
She was busy.
I really was.
I'm saying you were busy. All right. Well, everybody have a great rest of your week and we will see you next week. Bye.